what does that mean? I mean, great apes, chimpanzees, bonobos, orangutans, gorillas, they are mirrors to what we are and who we have been over the course of a very, very, very long time. And when I say that, I'm not saying that God doesn't exist and that God doesn't love us. That's not what I'm saying. But they are mirrors. And what does it mean for us as a species to kick out all the mirrors from our planet, never, ever, ever, ever to be recovered? And I think, I'm going to work on the Monkey Bible project.
I see the Monkey Bible and the accompanying CD, The Line, as less of a product than a movement. But the Monkey Bible is a story of Emmanuel, a deeply religious young Christian man who one day suddenly realizes that the story of his own creation, and you could say almost his genetic identity, was not what he thought it was. And this realization takes him on an epic journey around the planet, and during which he explores the line that separates humans from non-human animals, the line that separates religion from science, and the line that separates speciation from extinction. Traditionally, the scientific and religious community don't seem to agree on a whole lot. In fact, they don't seem to share a lot of common language with which they can work out their issues. What Monkey Bible is trying to do is to build some bridges and have both communities work together and come to realize that they have a shared interest in trying to protect wildlife and the long-term sustainability of our ecosystem.